This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's airplanes and artillery widened their assault on Ukraine Friday, striking airfields in the west and a major industrial hub in the east. As Moscow's forces try to regroup from recent losses in their onslaught, fast reduce crowded cities to rubble. American intelligence officials offered an assessment of the Russian air campaign, estimating that invading pilots are averaging 200 sorties each day. That's compared with 5 to 10 for Ukrainian forces, which are focusing more on surface-to-air missiles, rocket-propelled grenades, and drones to take out Russian aircraft. New commercial satellite images appear to capture artillery firing on residential areas between Russian forces and the capital. The images from Maxar Technology showed muzzle flashes and smoke from big guns, as well as impact craters and burning homes in one town outside Kyiv, according to a company official. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Friday that along with the European Union and the group of seven countries, the U.S. will revoke most favored nation trade status for Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. He said that the U.S. will also ban imports of Russian seafood, alcohol, and diamonds. The action on most favored nation status will allow the U.S. and allies to impose higher tariffs on some Russian imports to the United States. Biden's move comes as bipartisan pressure has been building in Washington to revoke what is formerly known as the permanent normal trade relations with Russia. He said that it would be another crushing blow that would squeeze Russian President Vladimir Putin. And again, U.S. President Joe Biden announcing on Friday that along with the European Union and the group of seven countries, that the U.S. will revoke most favored nation trade status for Russia. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. As Russia intensifies its assault on Ukraine, it is getting a helping hand from China and spreading inflammatory and unsubstantiated claims that the U.S. is financing biological weapons labs in Ukraine. The U.S. has been quick to refute Russia's conspiracy theory, and the United Nations has said it has received no information that would back up that claim, but that has not stopped it from proliferating. The partnership between the two countries, which weeks ago said that their ties had no limits, appears aimed at muddying the waters of the rationale for Russia's invasion and what American officials have called an information war between the nations. The U.S. Treasury Department is placing new sanctions on three Russian companies after North Korea tested parts of its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile in two recent launches. Those launches are a sign that North Korea is likely to fire the weapon soon to put a spy satellite into orbit and what would be its most significant provocation in years. North Korea's neighbors detected two ballistic launches last week. North Korea later said it was testing cameras and other systems to be installed on the spy satellite. The missile was tested, and it could potentially fly more than 9,300 miles, and that is far enough to strike anywhere in the United States. 2 years after the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic, changing the world overnight, relief and hope are now creeping back, and after a long, dark period of loss, fear, and a deep uncertainty about the future. China has ordered a lockdown, though, of 9 million residents of the northeastern city of Changchun amid a new spike in COVID-19 cases attributed to the highly contagious Omicron variant. Residents are required to remain home with one family member permitted to venture out to buy food and other necessities every 2 days. All have to undergo 3 rounds of mass testing. The latest lockdowns also include Yicheng, with 500,000 people in the eastern province of Shandong. They show China is sticking to the draconian approach to the pandemic it has enforced for most of the past 2 years. This is despite some earlier indications that authorities could be implementing more targeted measures. China reported 397 cases nationwide on Friday. Just 2 cases were detected within Changchun. And federal officials are extending the requirement for masks on airplanes and public transportation through mid-April in the United States, while taking steps that could include lifting the rule. The mask mandate was scheduled to expire March 18th, but the Transportation Security Administration said Thursday that it will extend the requirement through April 18th. The TSA said the extra month will give the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention time to develop new, more targeted policies. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.